We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is far less professional because my day started with the biggest faux pas that I could have.
Sports Talk Saturday.
But I see in the break room, there's some donuts there. Okay, sweet. Yo, all right. And I completely forgot about the very segment that we did here about not trusting the five bags of unmarked tortilla chips.
Yeah.
What did my stupid butt do? I grabbed one.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
I hope it's the fact that I can hear it across the room with headphones on, and the mics weren't even on, so I couldn't hear you through the headphones.
On WGR.
No. Welcome to the flaming wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Sports Radio 550.
Bite into the stale donut.
Yes. Yeah. Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. That's what you need to do.
Welcome in to an abbreviated Sports Talk Saturday. My name's Joe Cali. Be taking you through from 11 to 12. Then we're getting back into some tournament action right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. What a tournament so far. Might look at some brackets. Evan DePasquale on the board, pushing all the buttons, doing everything that needs to be done. Crafted that open. It's fantastic. The stale donuts of the Odyssey break room. It never fails. It doesn't matter where they're from. There's stale donuts, I would say, what, probably 85% of the time? Somewhere. Stale donuts somewhere. I bit into one the other day and thought about this very, very show when Derek Kramer, who we may hear from in the final segment for the Booty Cheek of the Week, got a big one for you here. But let's take a look at some March Madness stuff to kick it off. We're going to get into some Bills, Sabres. Of course, the Sabres literally unraveled themselves against the Edmonton Oilers the other night. Their playoff chances, they're 7 points out. If you look at Money Puck for the playoff odds, they're at 2.6%. So they're right about where they were last season, riding at that 2%. The Athletic has them at 2% dead on as well. So Sabres aren't looking that great as of right now. Kind of a tough night. They left Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, the goalie, out for dry, essentially, to do his own thing. And it's a shame because he's had such a great season. To the point where it's like, you know, you don't want to see that happen. And Luukkonen since the 2024 calendar year began, Luukkonen seriously has been one of the best goalies in the NHL. And just to see that happen to him is not exciting in the slightest. But quick bracket note, I've been on the nightcap for the majority of the week. And the brackets, let's just say, we're not looking fantastic. I mean, we've climbed the ranks. I was ranked 84th in the one bracket I do with my family. And the South, I've obliterated. Terrible. Terrible. I mean, Wisconsin falling, that was bad news. Bad news yesterday. It's thrown it off. I had Kentucky going, I had Florida Gators going, and they lost by 2 to the Colorado Buffaloes. It's March Madness. That's what it is, and that's what makes
that's
it fun
why
to watch.
It's the greatest tournament.
It is. Anything can happen, and it's the underdog stories that are the best, the upsets. Right? Look at St. Peter's all those years ago. Mm-hmm. That's still talked about today as one of the best runs. You know,
I am one of the people that I'll create a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. I just want to see chaos and see people get upset about their bracket. That's what I want to see.
See, like, I am in the mindset of I'm not a college basketball fan by any means throughout the entirety of the regular season. You know, we cover them at the station, so we do produce some of these games, right? UB, men's, women's, and Niagara as well. And they've, you know, in their respective seasons, they're interesting to watch at times. But you know, I'm not watching it on television when I have the chance, right? I'm not necessarily the biggest basketball fan either. But when March Madness rolls around, the tournament, it's just, I don't know, it does something else. But they were talking about this earlier in the week. And is it the best day in sports? Because opening day of baseball used to be when it wasn't at 4 a.m. And, you know, we've got Ohtani's translator gambling between innings now. It's just crazy, crazy opening day in Seoul, the South Korea. Just, I don't know, the Sabres were playing till 1 in the morning and then baseball was on at 4 in the morning. So I picked the Sabres games and tortured myself with that instead of watching the baseball games, just caught the highlights. I didn't really go out and watch, but March Madness, the tournament, NCAA men's, even women's tournament, that can get interesting, right? If you do a bracket for that one. I have friends who do only the women's tournament, not the men's tournament, because they think it's more interesting. I am a men's tournament all the way normally. That's kind of just what I've done since I was a kid. I used to just pick Michigan when they were very solid back in the day, and you know, they're not even cooking right now. So then I'm ranked 13th in another pool. So we're not doing too bad. The Midwest I've just nailed, except for Oregon. I had it going the other way. And you know, I was excited. I'm excited. The South though, in both my brackets, have just absolutely exploded. It's nothing good came out of that at all. I think three or four correct picks were made in that side of the bracket, so we're not doing good. Evan, who do you have winning the entire thing? Did you pick the bracket, you said?
I did two just for you know what's in giggles.
Yeah.
Like the ESPN one, I think UConn winning one and then North Carolina winning the other.
Yeah. Yeah. I went crazy and said Gonzaga's winning the entire thing. So it's not too crazy. They're playing really well.
Here's the thing. At least you're not doing picking like all the one seeds to be in the Final Four, which I've seen a couple people do, like on...
Well, I do have UConn and UNC on that side of the Final Four.
That's different. Uh-huh. I mean, if you have UConn and UNC, and then...
I have UConn and Gonzaga going to the championship, and then Gonzaga winning it. But I had Texas Tech and Gonzaga on the other side, and Texas Tech fell early, and that really put a damper on things as well. So, it's bracket season. I'm a big fan of bracket season. I wish more sports did a bracket. Imagine. I mean, they essentially do, right? The playoffs. Even for sports gambling, like you go on FanDuel, right? You can pick the Final Four without doing an entire bracket. And some people, that's what a lot of people are doing now. They're not putting, because I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of me in my bracket selections was scrolling through and picking just random, you know what I mean? Based on seeding. Oh, this could be an upset here. We'll just do this. Like, there was not a lot of calculated, clear ways to go about that. But if you've got any crazy bracket conversations you want to have for March Madness, whatever you got going on, you know, even if you want to chat about the Bills and Sabres, we're going to get into them in a few minutes here. Call on the phone, 716-803-0550, to get on the lines, and we'll, you know, chat with you about whatever you want to chat about. We've got an abbreviated Sports Talk Saturday here, and I mean, it's a nice relaxed vibe for a Saturday after, you know, a crazy couple days of the tournament starting, and we're going to get you right back into it at 12 here, right here on WGR. So I think it's time we kind of have to talk about the Sabres. I was stalling for as long as I could. I didn't really want to bring them up in full blown, but let's take a look at that box score from the other night. I mean, Paterka and Olofsson were the two goal scorers. That right there tells you everything you need to know, in my opinion, because you went from them playing such a great collective game where everyone essentially got a piece of the pie. You saw the consistently inconsistent Sabres rear their faces, rear their heads, and here we are now, 7 points out after they had the opportunity to be 1 point out a week ago today. Could not happen, unfortunately. And then you're 5 points out, 4 points out, and now 7. So, listen, It's not completely over numerically, mathematically. They're still in it. Let's talk realistically. They're not in it. They're not making the playoffs unless something crazy happens. And some intense scoreboard watching leads to everything unraveling for them and helping them get into the tournament. Don't think it will, because truthfully, you can't expect to get in when you're dropping games like that and just basically rolling over and showing your belly at that point. And 8-3, like that's gross. It's disgusting. I don't know about you. I know you were producing it. What were your thoughts?
No, I wasn't producing the Edmonton game. I was producing the other two games. But I turned it off after 6-3. Yeah. I was just like, okay, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, you thought the Sabres, they were leading at one point. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. And then all of a sudden,
eventually, it got to a point where it was just like, okay, what the heck is going on? It was at around, once they scored that goal to tie the game at 3 with less than a minute left in the third, I was just like, okay, this is not anytime a team can score in the last minute of a period, mm-hmm. that's never a good sign.
No, it means you're falling apart. Mm-hmm. That means you're starting to see the threads start to split on the seam.
More so if it's the end of the second or end of the first.
Right.
End of the third, you know, you could.
Where the goalie gets pulled. Way. Something
can
happen.
That's usually where the goalie gets pulled. Yeah. You got the man advantage, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's different because it's the end of the game. When you're doing it in the first and second period, you have a good chunk left, and you know you got to go from there. But the Sabres just, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because they dangle it in front of you, right? They dangle it in front of you. They want you to believe. They stopped doing fan salutes at one point because the chance to fire the coach were louder than they ever were. Then they really start to kind of like put it together after Casey Mittelstadt gets traded. And you're like, okay, all right, as a fan watching, this is looking good. Like, they might be that dangerous team that sneaks their way into the last wild card spot because Detroit's completely falling apart, you thought. And the Sabres are still chasing them for a playoff spot. Let me just refresh the numbers here. And, Detroit, they're at a 38.2% chance to make the playoffs. And it looks like they're going to, the Sabres are 83 points, and the Detroit Red Wings are 88.9. So, yeah, you're kind of having to put stuff together there and hope they fall apart. But it's just, I don't know, I don't want to call it a lost cause necessarily because, again, mathematically they are still alive. But the vibes are not good right now. And they play tomorrow against the Calgary Flames, the last game on their road trip. Then they come back here on Wednesday against Ottawa, I believe. And what do you expect from that, right? What do you expect from the homestand? They play better on the road than they do at home historically.
Like I see in what we were talking about, what Derek was talking about yesterday, was Sabres getting back into the playoff mix.
Mm-hmm.
And one week that just flipped.
Yep. Yeah, flipped on its head. 100% flipped on its head. It's frustrating because, again, they dangled the stake in front of the lion, right? They knew what they were doing. They were playing better. Bo and Byram turned that team around, essentially. But you kind of get to the point now where it's like, okay, what's the offseason going to look like for the Sabres? And you heard Paul Hamilton yesterday on Chopin the Bulldog mentioning you kind of have to be, or 2 days ago, excuse me, you kind of have to be okay letting some of these guys go, right? Like, everyone loves Dylan Cousins. Everyone loves Jack Quinn, right? Everyone loves Tage Thompson and all of them. I'm not saying Tage Thompson's going to go, or Dylan Cousins anyway. Just hear me out. You have to be, like, somewhat okay realizing, hey, in order for the Sabres to get better, you might have to pawn off some of your players. And that's kind of the tough part about it is they just really started to be decent with the core guys they have. And you don't want to see the core guys go away necessarily, right? No one does. But at the same time, you kind of have to, you got to think like, okay, we're at a stalemate here. There's nothing happening. We're regressing from last season. They're regressing. They're not anywhere near where they were. And I guess they are percentage-wise, but this season just, it was, they didn't lose 8 games in a row, but guess what? They couldn't win more than 2 for the longest time in a row. So until they got decent goaltending, imagine last season. You're 1 point out from a playoff spot at the end. The Florida Panthers get in. Imagine if you had UPL's goaltending last season.
Well, they'd be in the three division spots.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not going to say they would win the division, but they'd
no,
be...
they'd be right about there, though.
Mm-hmm.
And
comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably sitting
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. You don't have to worry about playoff scoreboard watching or wild card spots. No. If you had UPL's goaltending last year at this time, you'd be again comfortable. You didn't have it last year. You had god awful goaltending last year. That was one of the biggest concerns going into the offseason. And at the beginning of this season, you're finally getting that goaltending, but your offense can't score anymore. They can't score anymore, and that's the big problem. The Sabres' offensive production is so diminished from last season. It's essentially a different team. Last season, it was the, hey, let's play some street hockey out here. We're on the pond in the backyard that just froze over. We're going to have some fun. They looked like a bunch of kids playing hockey. This season, no, we're going to slow it down a little bit. We're going to try something here. The experiment was done as soon as the season began, in my eyes. You should have. I get it. You didn't make the playoffs last year, right? That might be the mentality of, hey, let's kind of slow this offense down. Let's play a little more defensively in the neutral zone, right? Let's in between the blue monsters, the jaws of the blue monster, let's, you know, do that. No, that is not the solution here. The solution here is you actually have goaltending. And again, like if you played like you did last season with this goaltending and you just outscored your opponent instead of trying to meticulously win games in the neutral zone when that's not the strength of your team. You have offensive defensemen. You have a high-flying, fast-paced young team who can move the puck around and do what they need to do. If you had goaltending and playing like that, you'd be in a playoff spot this season, bar none. But they're so inconsistent. They're so inconsistent. And it's frustrating because it's just, they can do it. You know deep down, they do have the ability to do it. They have the ability to go to the playoffs. It's just, they're not putting it together when it counts. They roll over in big games like this, right? So there's 11 games left in the season, if I'm not mistaken. You have the Flames on the road tomorrow again. The Senators, Wednesday, March 27th. The Devils are coming here, March 29th on Friday. The Maple Leafs are back on the 30th, back-to-back with the Devils. You have the Red Wings coming back April 7th, Tuesday, April 2nd. Capitals are home. You have a huge homestand coming up. And here's the problem. They play better on the road than they do at home. So you look at this stretch of games like, okay, all right. We go back to Money Puck real quick. Look, at the Devils aren't... they're chasing a wild card spot from Detroit, right? You got to beat the Devils. You have to win.
You have to win every game.
Essentially.
Basically.
And guess what? I can tell you right now, that's not going to happen.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they're not going to win every game. And it's you perfect way to say it. Just unfortunately. Because it is unfortunate.
When was the last time you were this excited about a Sabres team?
God, I don't think ever in my life when I've really been paying attention to the team, right? I mean, probably 07 or 06 that time, early 2000s, you know?
Probably the last time I was this excited maybe was when we after the Eichel draft.
I think actually the last time I was this excited.
Or the Dahlin draft.
Yes. Was when they went on that 10-game win streak.
Oh, I know.
I was like, okay, this team's coming together. Skinner, Eichel, Ryan, all those guys, right? They're coming together, even though we had Bogosian on the team. Don't even get me started on that guy. But
I found an old program.
Did
and
you?
I looked through the roster. I don't remember what year it was. This is when Montour was on the team because he was on the cover.
Yeah.
And I was just like reading some of these names, and I kept saying, who? Who?
Yeah.
Who are these guys? Who are these people?
Yeah.
These were on the Buffalo Sabres roster?
Yeah. Well, it's like that one guy, it was mentioned earlier in the week. He played 7 games here. That
oh,
was it.
Wayne Simmons,
Wayne
I think.
Wayne Simmons, I believe. Yes. I'm sorry. I had a senior moment there, completely blanked out on the name. But it's just 7 games? Like, that's what I remember the Sabres as, right? And I don't know. It's tough because I think back when I was a kid, you know, Vanek, Pominville, all those guys, you're like, this is the year. They're going to do it. Nope, nope, nope. And guess what? It's about to be the 13th straight year that they don't make the playoffs. And that's bad. You know, like wouldn't they be the longest drought in NHL right now?
Yeah, they're currently the longest drought in NHL history. And that's like the weird thing where a team has gone from picking first overall to being in the playoffs the very next year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at St. Louis, for example.
Yeah.
They were last in the NHL at December 31st.
Yep.
Went on to win the Stanley Cup.
Yep, exactly. It just shows you, though.
And the Sabres still can't.
You have to try not to make the playoffs.
Even make a playoff spot. A wild card.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, they're in a division that is absolutely ridiculous. There has been no turnover in this division.
And you're stuck with Boston, right? Like, you're stuck with
Boston,
the dynasties.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Toronto.
Right, of course, because they can't win more than one series in the playoffs, but they still make it in every year, right? So it's so frustrating. But, no, it's you're kind of in a position now where, I mean, I hate to say it, the Boston Sports are on top again. And even when you thought they were going to go, oh, the Bruins, they're getting old, they're not going to do what they do, look at them. Look at them. Still playing well. You have the youngest team in hockey, and you can't even outperform those guys. And it's tough. It's just, I'm just looking at the rest. Your final game of the season is in Tampa Bay. We're on the road in Florida for the last two games of the seasons against the Panthers and the Lightning. So you're going to play Kyle Okposo in Florida. Is he getting any ice time?
I'm not sure.
I haven't actually like looked into that. But I remember the joke was like he wanted to make the playoffs at least once with the Sabres, right? I'm like, oh, they're sending him to Florida. He's going to make the playoffs there. And I'm like, oh, man, the Sabres make the playoffs. They're going to play Florida right away. And Okposo is going to be playing the Sabres. Like, that's wild. But I don't know. Any thoughts from you out there? Call 716-803-0550. Get in on the conversation. Like to get connected with our fans here on your thoughts on the Sabres. I know it's kind of a grim topic, if you will, with the way everything's going now, but I'd like to hear from, I mean, if you're out there listening, just feel free to call in and give your thoughts. Vent. This is a vent session about the Sabres, essentially, because it's just been nothing but frustration for going to be 13 years now of no playoff appearances. And I don't know. It's tough looking at it because it's, you know, my entirety of my childhood, it's just been terrible. I've never been around for a great Sabres team. I mean, I have, but too young to really comprehend what's going on. You as well. Kind of. I mean,
I remember that 2011 series.
Yeah.
I remember Ryan Miller basically robbing Briere up front.
Right. I have a Ryan Miller bobblehead from when I was a kid.
That's my favorite Sabres moment that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure that people are going to blast me and say, what about Now do you believe the Pominville overtime goal to beat Ottawa? I was in the second grade when that happened. So I don't really have... How I found out they lost to Carolina was I looked at the sports section of the Buffalo News and saw Ryan Miller's like head kind of down while he walking through the handshake line. So that's how I knew that we lost.
Right. Oh, that's tough. That I mean, you pulled that out straight up. So I can imagine that's a burning memory for you at that point.
It was.
So, yeah. Yeah. But... I don't know. The Sabres just, you know, it's never easy. Never easy to be a fan of the Buffalo Sabres, and that's the tough part about it. But if you're a fan of the team, your fandom, you got to do it. You got to stay committed. Buffalo, at the end of the day, I still think this is it's a hockey city before a football city at the end of the day. And some people might say, what are you, crazy? Look at the Bills. We're so close to Canada. It's Buffalo's a hockey city. If the Sabres were good, I'm telling you, Key Bank would be packed every night. Packed every night. And I know you can't compare it to the Bandits because the Bandits have like 16 games compared to the 82 or 41, whatever would be at home for the NHL season. But just a sigh. A sigh. That is essentially what a... That's all I could say. These Buffalo Sabres are historically just taunting you, taunting everyone. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we get back, Daniel and Tonawanda, I see you on the line. We're going to take more of your phone calls throughout the break. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. My name's Joe Calley. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.